Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Chris Morrison. He has spent over 15 years experience in delivering innovative analog digital power management and audio solutions for international electronics companies and developing strong relationships with key partners across the semiconductor industry. Currently, he is the director of product marketing at Agile Analog, the customizable analog IP company. Previously, he has held engineering positions, including 10 years at Dialog Semiconductor. Welcome back to the podcast, Chris.
Thanks, Daniel. It's good to be on back with you.
Yeah, Chris, it's been an interesting year. How have you found the first half of the year? What events have Agile Analog been at lately?
Yeah, it's been a busy first half of the year, I would say. We've really, I guess, from the events perspective this year, we've chosen to really focus on the Foundry's events. So we were at the launch event for Intel Foundry. We're a member of their ecosystem. And we were also at the TSMC Symposium events, as well as the GSA Europe event last month. So from an events perspective, it's been busy. I guess from a company perspective as well, it's been really busy. A lot of customer traction in the first half of the year. I think there's been a little bit of a recovery in the semiconductor market compared to what we had in the second half of last year. And we're definitely seeing that with lots more interest from our customers.
Yeah, I would agree. I was at the events as well. I saw you folks there. And there's another event coming up, Global Foundries, of course. It's an exciting year. I think things have really picked up and a lot of new things have come along. What about for Agile Analog? You know, what about customers and new projects?
Yeah, the first half of this year has been particularly busy for us. This has been our busiest start to a year we've ever had. Lots of new customer projects. We've been delivering to customers on a really regular basis across a wide range of nodes and foundries. We've been working with Global Foundries, we've been working with TSMC, and talking to customers on Intel and Samsung and others. So a really busy start to the year with some really interesting customer projects, bringing our IP, particularly our power management IP and our temperature sensors and our data converter IP to a range of customers, both in the US, in Europe, as well as in China and the rest of Asia.
What about market segments? You know, what are you seeing big interest in regards to different vertical markets?
Yeah, from a market perspective, we're pretty open to working across a range of markets. We work with customers in a broad spectrum of areas, but wouldn't be a surprise to you to hear that AI is a big area at the moment. We have seeing lots and lots of customer inquiries in that space, both from very large tier one customers who are building up their AI capability to small startups, both for data center and for edge AI applications. Things like analog compute and memory, where there's a need for many ADCs and DACs. We're engaged with customers in a range of applications like that. So AI is big. I guess consumer is still relatively quiet. We've not seen a huge pickup in the consumer space, but industrial IoT is also been busy, and we're seeing multiple design wins there in the first half of this year.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. You know, AI seems to be touching just about every industry. So I think AI will be the most common term we use this year. You know, I heard that you have recently delivered some projects on Global Foundries, both FinFET and FDX processes, and joined the Global Foundries Global Solutions ecosystem. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. Yeah, so I think of the major foundries, GF is probably the final one for us to become a member of their IP ecosystem. And in a lot of ways, it's probably the most natural place for us to be a member. Being an analog IP company, Global Foundries have such a
specialism in the mixed signal space. They really have, particularly the FDX process, is an excellent process for mixed signal and RF type designs. So delighted to have joined their ecosystem. And the reason we've joined the ecosystem, the reason they've wanted us on board, is because we've now got a track record of delivering to their customers. In the first half of this year, we've delivered to a couple of their customers, I think probably in the region of 10 IPs in the power management space and also in the security space. Our glitch detectors have been popular with GF customers, which detect if somebody is trying to make a side channel attack on your device, we're trying to physically bypass the bootloader or bypass the encryption in your design. We've seen design wins there, and not just the GF, but from all the foundries, we're seeing a lot of interest in our power management IP. So a couple of GF customers who we've delivered to there on the power management side of things, helping them reduce their power consumption, reduce their BOM by integrating supplies that they previously had off chip. So yeah, we're delighted to be part of GF's ecosystem, and I expect in the coming months that we'll continue to grow our relationship there and grow the customers we're engaged with at GlobalFoundries.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit more about that? You know, Agile Analog is already partners with Intel Foundry and TSMC. So what benefits do you feel being a GlobalFoundries ecosystem partner will bring your common customers?
Yeah, so I think there's numerous benefits. One of the main ones is we're still a relatively small company. We're 50 people in the UK, and it is often hard for people to find the IP that they need, not just from us, but in general across the market. And being part of the GF ecosystem allows us to engage with GF's customers to make sure they know that they can get the IP that they need. All of the benefits that we bring in terms of the customization that we offer to our IP, and bringing it to the full GF foundry. So pretty much every GF process node, we're engaged with customers in 180 nanometer and 130 nanometer, in some of their BCD processes, in their silicon photonics processes. We're having conversations with customers across the full GF range, and being part of the ecosystem just broadens the people we can influence, people we can talk to, and also for the customer, it gives them a route to see that they can get the IP that they need for their application.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, IP, we track IP. IP is a big part of SemiWiki, and the growth of IP over the last few years have just been phenomenal. And you know, the foundries enable that, of course. And, you know, these conferences that we go to this year specifically have just been pre-pandemic levels of attendance and interest in papers. And so for the second half of the year, Chris, what do you guys have planned as far as conferences?
Yeah, so the second half of the year, we build on what we've done in the first half of the year. So probably unsurprisingly, we're going to be at the Global Foundries Tech Summit in Santa Clara at the end of August, and the Munich European Summit in mid-September. And then after that, we have the TSMC OIP events. And all of these we're exhibiting, we'll be engaging with customers. It's a good opportunity for us to while we're in these various places, to meet up with our partners and meet up with our customers. So looking forward to continuing discussions both in Santa Clara and in Munich around the GF Tech Summit. So events-wise, like I said, we've really made a conscious decision to focus on the foundry events. You said yourself, there's so much IP discussion that goes on there. It's really useful to know where things are going with the foundries, to know the direction that they're heading in, and the quality of customer that we find there is very high. Everybody is looking for solutions to their problems. There's very few folk out tire kicking at these events. It's genuine. All the conversations are high quality, and that's why we've consciously decided to focus on these in the second half of the year.
So what is going to be your main product focus for the rest of the year? What do you think you'll be discussing the most at these conferences?
I think probably three areas, I would say, particularly around the Global Foundries event, but also with TSMC's events. We're really rapidly building out our data converter portfolio. That's an area where we believe we can bring real advantages to our customers. The ability we have to move very quickly from one process node to another, the ability we have to customize, so for example, to trade off power, performance, and area, we can do that using our software tool. We can automatically trade off power, performance, and area and regenerate schematics for a given process node very, very quickly. I think data converters have traditionally been difficult for IP companies because there's such a wide range of needs in the market. It's very hard to do a one-size-fits-all solution for data converters, but that fits very nicely with our model of using Composa, our internal tool, to automatically generate IP. So we can give the customer the data converter they need very, very quickly, rather than them having to compromise and take off the shelf what they can find. So first thing, I think data converters are going to be big for us in the second half of the year, as they have been in the first half. Then specifically around Intel and TSMC and Samsung, we're working on the advanced nodes. We've maybe been a little bit slow to get there, but we're working with our first customer at the moment to deliver in 3 nanometer at TSMC, and we're going to continue to build out our portfolio in the advanced nodes. So I think that's two of the main focuses for the rest of the year. And finally, continuing to build out our power management IP and continue to engage with customers there. Again, a bit similar to the data converters, power management's pretty fragmented. There's a lot of different options for what you might need. For example, for an on-chip LDO, you might be looking at whether it has external biasing or internally biased, whether you need it to be low noise, low power, quiescent current consumption. So the real flexibility we bring to IP, we see a lot of interest there, and we'll continue to build that out in the second half of this year.
Yeah, you mentioned two things that are critical in the industry today is the ability to move from process to process, because the processes are moving so fast. I mean, they're coming at us every year, new processes, and you know, getting your IP onto the new processes and also getting analog IP on leading edge processes. You know, that's something that we generally are not used to seeing, but now analog mixed signal IP is front and center.
Yeah, I mean, I guess even I thought in the past that we wouldn't see any on analog IP in advanced nodes. That it seems crazy to be doing analog in 3 nanometer. But you need to know what is going on within the chip. So you need to monitor the process, you need to monitor the voltage and the temperature. So there's a whole range of analog IPs for PVT. Inside that can include things like ADCs for digitizing the analog signals that you're measuring. Power management is so critical. I think all of the stats are telling us that the power consumption that data centers are going to consume by 2030 is the same as a large country. So any saving you can make in terms of reducing the power consumption in these data centers will have a huge impact in the energy security and in the environmental side of things. More and more we're seeing customers saying, can you bring some of your power management IP into the advanced nodes to help us and to reduce the cooling requirements and to reduce the power requirements in their data center type applications?
Yeah, you can see that with the foundries too, and their messaging at these events is power is right up there with performance, right? TSMC specifically, power, power, power. And, you know, the reason is because their customers are really pushing on them hard to get, you know, lower power silicon out, right?
Yeah, and I mean, you can't have your data center melting, so you gotta do what you can to reduce the power consumption, and you can sure fit a whole load of digital in these advanced nodes. So the heat's got to go somewhere.
So final question, Chris: how do customers normally engage with Agile Analog?
So we, I guess, in terms of ways people find out about us, our website is a great place to start. We have lots of information about the products we have on our website. Then we have a sales team around the world to support our customers and to talk you through what your requirements are and for us to come up with a solution that best fits these. And then our model is a standard licensing, NRE-based licensing model. It's a very simple way for us to do business with our customers. We are very flexible. I think the benefits of working with a smaller company rather than one of the giants is that there is more flexibility in the models that we use for working with customers. So we want to be almost an extension of our customers' design teams. We want them to feel that they're getting the models they need, they're getting the files they need, they're getting the documentation that they need to make their life as smooth as possible as they go to production. And we're beginning to see customers in production who are very positive about the support they've had from us, the work that we've done for them. So it's a really, like I said, it's a very easy way to engage with us. Get in touch. You can get in touch through the website, and we'll work with you to capture requirements and ensure we deliver what you need.
You know, the feedback I got from some of your customers is that you're very easy to work with and that you're a good partner. So it's nice when they call you partners instead of vendors, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's. I'd love to say it happened 100% of the time. I mean, every design, everybody goes through issues in designs, but we've got a really, really strong track record of delivering first time right IP and working very closely with the customer. And we've had some really good feedback again in recent months. I think we did a press release a few months ago about XMOS in the UK. We delivered a range of IP to them in a TSMC FinFET process. We've also got other customers who we can't publicly talk about who've come back for second projects with us and are really happy with the service that they're getting.
Hey, thanks again for your time, Chris. We'll probably see you at the Global Foundries event and the TSMC event so we can talk more then. And we'll circle back with you next year for another update.
Thanks, Daniel. Sounds good.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.